did you ever envision a posting like this?
You know, I certainly did not. And I certainly did not, even during the attack on 9/11, as you know, the plane went underneath me. I was on the third floor of the Pentagon in 3C450. And I would have no idea that, you know, 5 years later and then 10 years later, I would be in Afghanistan. It's my second tour here. And I would have no idea how rewarding these two tours have been in my career and my life.
Let me ask you about that, because from this point of view, what we get in published reports and television and so forth, it looks like the Afghanistan government is almost a hopeless thing. What does it look like close up to you?
Well, I don't share that opinion. I do know that this is a government that that has its difficulties, for sure. It's not really my subject of expertise, but I'll tell you, within the Minister of Interior, I'm very proud to be associated with the Deputy Minister for Strategy and Policy. I see, quite frankly, capability and capacity being developed every day. And I've seen it from 2005 to when I came back about 2 months ago. I've seen great progress here, and I would just ask that we take a look at the progress that's been made, considering where they were at the beginning of this whole thing back 10 years ago, which is remarkable to see where they, quite frankly, where they are today as to where they were 10 years ago.
And give us an idea of what your specific assignment is and what you do day to day there.
Right. I'm the senior advisor to the Deputy Minister of Strategy and Policy, the Minister of Interior, and my job is an advisor. And what I do typically from day to day is talk with the advisor about the things that he's faced with every day, from the transition plans that are being developed at ISAF and to implement the president's guidance about drawdown of forces. About how best to communicate the Minister of Interior's message to the Afghan people, and then quite frankly, to help him execute in developing capability and capacity within his organization, within the Minister of Interior, so that at the end of the day, we're not a permanent fixture, and it's our job to put ourselves out of a job. And they are developing capabilities and capacities, and they do understand where we're going with this. And they're a partner with us. They're not a reluctant partner. They're a passionate partner about working with us to train, to learn. You know, again, I'm working with somebody who's a little different from many. Deputy Minister Siddiqui is a quite well-educated man. That's the Minister of Interior Strategy and Policy. But at the same time, he's got the challenges of working with a lot of people that are less educated than he is. And so it's dealing with those kinds of issues. So it's putting things on a very simple level, but at the same time dealing with very complicated issues.
So just to be clear, you are advising the government of Afghanistan in its interior strategy issues.
That's correct.
And what does the Interior Ministry do? I mean, we think of the Interior Department in the United States. We know what they do. What is that
right
agency function in Afghanistan?
The major function of the Minister of Interior is, quite frankly, internal security, and it's the Afghan National Police that they are responsible for. And it's been a major undertaking to develop the capabilities and capacities within the Afghan National Police, or the ANP. And there are several pillared police forces that exist within the ANP, just like we have in our own country, state police, federal police, FBI, so forth. They have many organizations that are like that. But again, what you're dealing with is you're dealing with establishing a police force that has, in the past, had very little awareness or recognition of what the rule of law is. And with literacy rates as low as they have been, we're improving them here at NTMA. We just had our 100,000th police officer or Afghan National Security Force go through the training to develop literacy at a first to third grade level. That might seem quite frankly, very simplistic. But at the same time, considering these are adults that have never read in their life, they are now. And they're able to read enough to do some basic police work and then to understand what a police officer does, which is apply discretion about how to execute the laws that they are charged to keep. So it's really been a very interesting organization to be a part of. And the people, again, the mission that they have with the counterinsurgency fight going on, but also what we're trying to do is bring the police back from the counterinsurgency to more focused on the rule of law and the police that we're used to working with in our country, which are those police that really establish the credibility and confidence in the people on a day-to-day basis.
We're speaking with Army Colonel Todd Key, Senior Advisor to the Deputy Ministry of the Interior for Strategy and Policy in Afghanistan. And do you ever wish that you could pick up some of their top leaders and just bring them over and sit with the New York City Police Department or maybe the Albuquerque or some small city for a few days to really inculcate them from that point of view?
You know, what's interesting is that in a way we've kind of done that. We do those kinds of trips, but at the same time, we have a coalition of forces here that are quite frankly amazing. Canada has just recently brought over a number of police officers in the hundreds, military police and other forces to assist in this training. What's also changed significantly within NTMA from when I was here last to now is the emphasis on policing and bringing police here, both our military police and outside police from EUPOL, from Great Britain, from Canada, from Germany, from all across the gendarmerie, from Italy, and so forth. So we have a tremendous amount of police here that are actually training, and these are, you know, these are fairly senior police officers, commissioners, assistant constables, and so forth, chief constables. So they are the experts in their field, and they augment the military capability here. Quite frankly, we support them in their mission as they train and work with the senior police officers out in the field. My area of expertise is strategy, and that's why I'm working with the Deputy Minister for Strategy and Policy and the Minister of Interior.
And what is the physical infrastructure like? Because sometimes Afghanistan gets described as a fourth world nation. I mean, do they have offices with fluorescent lights and running water and that kind of thing?
Yeah, surprisingly they do. I think the American taxpayer would like to know that. They do. They're not the finest offices in the world, that's for sure. But at the same time, they do have lights, and they do have power, and they do have computers. And they're learning how to use those computers to facilitate the work that they do. It's basic, but I got to tell you, it's helping. Tracking issues, just the basic, you know, just understanding email has been very helpful for them to begin to grasp. It's not a hugely computer literate society for sure, but at the same time, they are learning some of these basics. You know, there is running water. Wouldn't drink it. But there is running water, and I got to, you know, they are trained. The police around the MOI and around Kabul, and as you get further away from Kabul, the police capabilities and capacities change on varying degrees, but they know the basics, and they are inculcating the basics. And I want to emphasize very importantly here is that the Afghans are beginning to teach the Afghans now, which is huge. Instead of it being a coalition teaching, it's now Afghan-led, which is an amazing transition as we go forward.
And just returning to the beginning, 10 years ago, you were in the Pentagon when the plane hit. Here you are doing an important piece of work in Afghanistan. How has this all changed you and changed your outlook?
Well, I think at the end of the day, it makes my work real. And it makes it important. I think it always has been, but it's in a different way. You know, my wife was driving by the Pentagon at the time the plane hit, and I thought that she had gotten wrapped up into the crash. I didn't know it was a plane at the time. I thought it was a bomb. And you know, it puts it all into perspective that you know, my family was involved in 9/11, just as all the other families whose husbands and wives didn't come out of the Pentagon that day. I have a sense in my mind, or I have a feeling in my heart, that tells me that what we do for them, and what we do so that it never happens again. And that's not just in the United States, but it's in every country around the world, to include Afghanistan, because I think at the end of the day, these people are very, very good people, and they were taken advantage of as a result of 30 years of war, the Taliban, civil war, and then Al-Qaeda. And so it makes it very clear that building capabilities and capacities so that a country can take care of their own security and then develop their own economy is absolutely key to what we do. And ultimately, one of the very ends is that's our final goal in Afghanistan, so they can stand on their own and not allow that to ever happen again.